General McCaffrey was, at different times, head of all U.S. troops in Iraq, as well as in Latin America. He is currently an adjunct professor at West Point and a military analyst for various media outlets. On Tuesday afternoon, he gave a lecture entitled America, Facing the Future, to ROTC cadets, honor students, and Westminster alumni. In an interview with KCPW, General McCaffrey said that the security landscape has changed for the better, but that the United States needs to continually adapt to shifting conditions.
As we look toward the future, you know, you make a good argument. The American people have never been safer than they are today. We have no peer group competitors. We're not facing an existential threat day to day from the Soviet Union. Now, having said that, national security concerns never go away. And you have to envision the challenges of the American people and then create a strategy, a doctrine, a technology that'll work to keep us safe. That debate isn't going very well. That debate is primarily the responsibility of Congress. And by the way, you can't just articulate a strategy. You have to pay for it.
General McCaffrey said that the evolving global political environment makes the challenge of deciding where defense money is spent that much more important. He also rebuked Congress for their lack of planning on the federal budget.
Can U.S. defense budgets be dramatically reshaped for the coming years? Of course they can. First of all you got to do is get out of Afghanistan. You save $6 billion a month right there. When you come out of Iraq at the height of the war, that was $12 billion a month. You know, when you look at sequestration, I actually don't think it's monumentally jeopardizing U.S. national security, but it's stupid across the board. There is no medium-sized business in the United States that's run with the complete lack of logic and planning that we bring to the federal budget. It is shameful. That's a primary job of both the administration and Congress, is to get the budgets passed before the start of a fiscal year, and they haven't done it for 5 years.
When it comes to the changing nature of warfare, McCaffrey said that while some of the tools were different, the battlefield is much the same as it has been for the past century.
You know, when we say the video games, the end of warfare, drone strikes, and you know, at the end of the day, you got 20-year-old soldiers with 100 pounds of ammunition and water fighting for their life with small arms. Utah National Guard troops that fought in Afghanistan and Iraq, much of what they encountered would have been familiar to their grandfathers in World War II.
McCaffrey also had comments on the pending U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, saying that a quick exit is needed.
I don't believe that we should linger in Afghanistan with substantial forces. The federal government is likely to unravel. We've got a political disaster in President Karzai. So I think we're going to have to cut our losses. I'm more concerned about short-range challenges in Afghanistan. How do you withdraw where you don't leave massive amounts of U.S. military equipment burning on the extraction airfields? Majority of that equipment in particular has to transit Pakistan, get down to the port of Karachi, for God's sakes. But we're out in the end of a limb, and we got to get out of there as expeditiously as possible.
The former drug czar also spoke about preventing the formation of addictive behaviors in American teenagers, as well as the imperative to combat drug production at the international level.
The only drug policy important to me is prevention and education. At the end of the day, if you want to fight a war on drugs, sit down at your own kitchen table and talk to your own children between the 8th grade and the 12th grade. And by the way, we just legalized recreational use of marijuana in both Colorado and the state of Washington. You know, the notion that if we just legalize these drugs, Nirvana is going to break out is infantile. And the Mexican cartels aren't getting out of the marijuana business. And by the way, if they didn't think they'd make a profit on marijuana and only could peddle cocaine, methamphetamines, and opiate products, you'll also see them move into bank robbery and prostitution. They're criminal organizations. That's what they do.
This evening, General McCaffrey will give a lecture that is open to the public on the leadership of complex organizations. The event begins at 7:30 in the Gore Concert Hall at Westminster College. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.